Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's begin today with politics. From the possibility of another government shutdown at the end of this week to the ever-growing field of Democrats running for president or considering a run for president. To that latter list, add Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, who in recent weeks has been somewhat coy when asked if he's planning to run, as in he's not running now, but that doesn't mean he might not run eventually. Now he's edging closer to something slightly more affirmative. Here he is speaking today in Salem, where he said he's considering running for president.
When you look at America today, when you look at the fact that we can't even keep the government open, when I look at my four-month-old daughter and say, I don't want her growing up in this world, I feel like there might be an opportunity for me to do more.
Moulton says he will make a decision whether to run within the next few months. If so, he'll be joining an already crowded field of Democratic contenders, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who both officially announced their candidacies this weekend. Joining me now for some analysis of all this is Kimberly Atkins, WBUR senior news correspondent. She joins us from Capitol Hill in Washington. Kimberly, good to have you.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. So what would Seth Moulton bring to this race if he decides to jump in?
Well, one thing that Congressman Moulton has been focusing a great deal on since he's arrived on Capitol Hill is foreign policy, armed services, U.S. military policy in places like Syria and other places in the Middle East. And he's been very critical of both Republicans and Democrats in terms of how they have handled that. So while the rest of the Democratic field seems to be focused primarily on more domestic issues, things like health care and immigration and climate change, which is a global issue, but focusing, of course, on the United States' role and the standards that we set here, there is that broader foreign policy aspect that perhaps Congressman Moulton thinks that he might be bringing to this.
Right. Seth Moulton, too, of course, took on Speaker Pelosi after the midterms, calling for a new generation of leaders in Washington. Pelosi ended up as Speaker anyway, but he's still talking about that need for a new generation of leadership now as a way to, you know, possibly justify him jumping into the race. Here he is talking about that in Salem today.
Well, I do think that the world is changing so quickly, and it's time for a new generation of leadership in our Congress, in our White House. I do think it's time for generational change in our politics. And it's because so many of the challenges that we face now are next generation challenges.
Kimberly, do you think that idea of a new generation of leadership, is that something that might take root if he decides to get in the race?
I think it's a lot harder sell to make, particularly when you have a Democratic field that is so wide and broad and really diverse in terms of geography, in terms of age, in terms of issues, that doesn't resonate the same way. Look, talking to some Democrats on Capitol Hill today, folks in Democratic offices, there was an idea that perhaps he's trying to change the subject because it's going to be tough for him really to advance legislation, take other steps in a Congress after having fought with the person who is now the most powerful person in the House, Speaker Pelosi. And maybe this is a way to change the subject. But at the same time, look, since Seth Moulton has come to Washington, he has had a very broad and sort of forward-looking focus that looks like he ultimately might be interested in doing something other than remaining in the House forever. He's certainly ambitious. And if, you know, we thought perhaps he would be eyeing a Senate run, maybe challenging Ed Markey soon. This might be a different path to what his next step, what he sees as his next step.
So, Kimberly, I want to ask you about what's going on in Washington, today among lawmakers trying to negotiate around border security and avoid a government shutdown. The deadline is at the end of this week. As the week ended last week, we thought they were moving toward a deal, but then they hit a snag over the weekend. Where do things stand today?
Well, it seems at the moment all bets are that we're still at a stalemate. There is a group of Democratic and Republican lawmakers who will be coming together this hour in what is being pegged as a last-ditch effort to try to come to some sort of deal after talks broke down over issues around oversight of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We've seen the president tweet that the Democrats are changing or moving the goalpost, so to speak, on this. Democrats are remaining firm that they are not going to countenance any sort of funding for any sort of border wall. It's sort of deja vu all over again. And as you mentioned, we have a deadline of Friday before part of the government is set to shut down again. It's not looking optimistic at this moment.
Oh, boy. Well, here's Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama. He's the Republican chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and a key negotiator in all this. He spoke to CNN yesterday, and he says he's uncertain that an agreement will be reached.
As long as the Speaker and the President are way at odds, the chances of us reaching an agreement are slim, but it could happen.
Slim, but it could happen. But that's sort of, he put his finger, I guess, on the big snag right there, right? Disagreement between the Speaker and the President.
Right. I mean, that's where we stand. I mean, this has largely been a White House and versus the House, the Speaker Pelosi negotiation. We really haven't seen, for example, Senate Leader Mitch McConnell playing much of a role in this at all. And there is that stalemate. I mean, Mick Mulvaney, the president's chief of staff, said the same thing, that it's very possible that there will be another shutdown unless there is some sort of miracle solution that comes up. And it really would have to be found today because of just the amount of time it would take to push that legislation through, a shutdown becomes more and more likely.
All right. Well, Kimberly Atkins, keep an eye on it for us. If there's a miracle, if a miracle begins to present itself down there, let us know. We appreciate you talking to us today.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
That's Kimberly Atkins, WBUR senior news correspondent. She joined us from Capitol Hill in Washington. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Wait. Don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.